וידבר השם אל מוישה אחרי מויס שני בני ארון בקרבוסם לפני השם ויומוסו. וצסחול וצפר שס אחרי מויס קדושים. So Rashi says, what is Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem Vayomusom? Ma Talmud Loimar? Then Rashi is telling that what is the pshat that this parsha was said after Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron? Rashi says, Ma Talmud Loimar Hoyo Rav Elazar ben Azariah Moshe Moshe Lechoyle Shenichnas Etzel Roife Omar Lo Yaltoich Al Tzoynen Al Tishka Betovcho. Don't eat bad things. The second one told him, don't eat and do these things because you will die like the first person died. So the zirus to Aaron was that Bnei Aaron, the korvosom lifnei Hashem, they bought a zora and they died. Mele was a zirus to Aaron that not to boy b'chol eisel hakodesh, because if you come, you could die. Before she really started, I don't want to go into it. Hashem tells Aaron not to do it. Aaron has to have a moshel. And the Aaron died. And we see Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, tell the people not to go up on Har Sinai. Lech ve'ezart ha'esahom, Moshe told the Ribbono Shel Olam, you told him, ve'lo ish lo ya'ale al ha'or. I have to go down again to say it? Hashem says, yeah, no. Go to say it. And Aaron HaKoyen also is a Azore b'kurvosom lifnei Hashem v'yomusu. Hashem has to tell Aaron, you're not allowed to go in. Lo yove b'chol eisel HaKoydesh. Special Azore. But be'enes, the Netziv has a mahalach. The whole parsha, I don't want to go into it this time, but I'm just mamish b'ktzoro. The Netziv explains, we'll see in a second, the Shaila, what was the chet of Bnei Aaron? Mo has four different shittas, what was the chet of Bnei Aaron? Some hold it was shtuye yayin. Some say they were mechusar b'godim. Some rishonim learned they were prue roish. Some said, Chazar bring down that, but they said, Mosa yomusu shiknei skeinim eilu, and we will be manning the door. It's a big Shaila, what was the chet of Bnei Aaron? אבל רבן את הפשרס הפוסק is בקורבוסם לפני השם ויומוסו. And the Netziv learns that is a special taiva. It's called taiva de kedusha that people push, says the Maasayim v'chamishim anoshim from the machtois, they knew that they will die. But they wanted a makiv k'toyres to the bib de ribayne shel oilom. The Netziv is ma'arich that is another kind of nisoyen that a person sometimes try to do the right thing, and it's a meshunadike koyach that nothing can stop him. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael not to climb on the mountain, Mishas Har Sinai. Moshe says, I told him already. Hashem says, go down, go down. Pen Yifroitz. So the Netziv, who is Yifroitz? It's the same people that have a type of the Kedusha. Bnei Aaron had a type of the Kedusha. Is a chash that Aaron HaKoyen also will have a tithe of the Kedusha. He says, the tithe of the Kedusha comes a lot of times by people, Machlekes L'Shem Shomayim, all different places that a person L'Shem Shomayim, he steps on Averas and he's trying to do the better thing. And it's called the tithe of the Kedusha. So even Aaron HaKoyen, to stop him to do the tithe of the Kedusha, you have to have a special Azore member. You think, but I'm doing L'Shem Shomayim. Bnei Aaron also did L'Shem Shomayim by Yomus. But the Mephoshim speak out, so there's so much shittas, what was the chet of Bnei Aaron? Prue Roish, Shtuye Yayin, Mechusrei Bgodim, they spoke on Moshe Aaron. And the Pasuk says, Bekorvosom Lifnei Hashem. So the Mephoshim explain, all of the pshatim ha'emes. Avada was a chet. Avada was a chet. Over the tviya and the chet was only bekorvosom lifnei Hashem. when they felt that they become so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like a Kohen Gadol, they could bring Torah lifnai velifnim. When they came to that madrege of Torah lifnai velifnim, in that minute came a tviya on them and these kind of averes. Chazal tell us, Baba Basra, Rabbi Yochanan Kadorish, Osin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohavi Avonim Gdoilis Toivis Umargolias, Hashem will bring diamonds, Shem Shloishim Al Shloishim, V'choygek Boim Eser Al Esrim, U'mamid B'shar Yerushalayim, huge diamonds. Ligleg Olof Oyser Talmid, he told him, we can't find a diamond in the size of an egg. And Hashem will bring diamonds, Shloishim Amo. Leyomim Zog Negimorem Bebasre, Hiflig Oyser Talmid B'Sfino, he was going in a boat. And he saw Maloche Ashores that they're cutting big diamonds. He asked them, for who you're doing it? He says, La'osid Love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Avonim Toimus Umargolia Shloishim Al Shloishim. When he came back, he told Rabbi Yechanan, Rebbe, you're right, I saw these diamonds. Omar Loi, Reiko, Im Loi Roiso Loi Emanto. Well, you didn't believe me before you saw it? Mezalzel b'divrei chachomim chayev mise nosan b'yeino, and he became Igal Shel Atzoras. Shaila is already Talmid told him b'shas d'shir, Rabbi, I don't believe you. Why he didn't kill him right away? The Teretz says, what he could do, he doesn't believe. But if this Talmid is a Talmid that could see Maloche Ashores, it means that he's in a higher madrege. A person that could see Maloche Ashores and it doesn't have emunas chachomim. Remember once, Rabbi Zalman Oyerbach called me. So after Mechasana, it was after Mogen Avram's Krishma. It's Chatoy and Imaski. And I was half asleep and the phone was ringing. Hello, hello. I'm sorry, Rebbe. I just woke up. He said, you just woke up? You think I call people that they don't keep Mogen Avram? You think I called you? If I would know you're such a person, I would not call you. I'm calling you because I thought, and he put down the phone on me. 3 days, I was knowing Nazifa, and then I came to ask Mechila. He said, I'm not calling, if Mr. Kaplan doesn't wake up Mogen Avram, I'm not calling him. I'm calling this young Yigiman because I think it's Choshev. If you sleep so late, I'm not calling Yigiman that sleep late. The Chet, Chazal say, in our parasha, Zemot Nezach, the Kohen Gadol, every time when he goes in, he has to make Tvile, the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. The Kasha is, from big day zov to big day lovon, it makes sense. Ma'ali b'koyish, but the pasuk says the poshat is b'godov. The Chazal say the drosh of Chazal is drosh of Chazal. The rochas b'sore b'mayim. So Rashi kan lomadnu shukshu meshane the pasuk zov perik the zov pasuk chov dalet kan lomadnu kshu meshane from big day lovon to big day zov ton tvila. Shailas, from big day Zov to big day Lovon, Ton Tvila. Oh, but from big day Lovon to big day Zov, why is Ton Tvila? So everyone's a Givaldik Epshat. The Kohen Gadol is in one Madrege. He's going now to go into Kodesh HaKadoshim. He has to rinse. Tvila puts on big day Lovon, and he's going into Kodesh HaKadoshim. After he was in Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's already a different person. The avodah that he's going to do now with Big Dezov is a hecher avodah. That machen tvila nochamol. Reb Saadia Goyen every day would do tshuva. And the avodah is that he did all of his life. They asked him, Rebbe, you did? He said, yesterday I knew who is the Ribbono Shel Olam lefi Asagosi, and I knew who is Reb Saadia Goyen. I did tshuva. Today I'm a different Reb Saadia Goyen. The tshuva that I did yesterday on my avodah does nishken tshuva. Now I'm makir the Boira Olam, the Sinishkin Shuvah. I'm a different person. Everyone, Simsa Zalman said, Mizmor Shechanukah Sabayis LeDovid. David HaMelech is building Mizah Migdash. Aramimcha Hashem Kedil Isoni, Veloi Simachta Oivani. Hashem Eloikai, Shivati Eilecha Vatirpoini. I was not feeling good, I was sick, and you made me healthy. Thank you. Simsa Zalman, what is the Shaykhs to Mizmor Shechanukah Sabayis LeDovid? Chazal said when David HaMelech was building the federations of Beis HaMikdash, he said, Mizmo shir chanukas habayis ledovid. Aramimcha Hashem kidilisoni velaisimachto oiveli. Hashem aleikai. Shivati eilecho vatirpoeini. So he says, Amen. For sure, when David HaMelech was very sick and then he became healthy, for sure, he said he made tshuva. No shaila about it. Hashem gave him a life. But later in life, when he realized that his life, he'll be zeicha to make mokim da'ashroas ha'shchina, so the life that he got is, it's an under-result of life. It's a much precious life. It's a much more choshev life. So again he said thank you. The thank you for the first life was not enough. He realizes, look what life I have. Not a life. A life of a b'teire. A life of oved Hashem. No amore yeshakeach. So bnei Aaron, bekorvosom lifnei Hashem. They were gdoyle ador. Chazal say, Aaron said, bekroy v'yakodesh, shem gdoyli mimi v'mimcho. They were considered gdoyli from Moshe v'Aaron. And they knew what they're doing. But when they came bekorvosom lifnei Hashem, when they came to that madrege, bekorvosom lifnei Hashem, so when they're holding in that madrege of korvosom lifnei Hashem, the mele was a tvi and all of the other averes. ויאמר השם אל מוישה דבר אל אהרן ועל יורי בכל איזל הקודש מבס לפרויכס לפני הקפוירס קים באונו נערו על הקפוירס he can come בכל איז בזו יש יובו יארן אל הקודש בפר בן בוקר לחטוס ואי לא אוי לא סוינס בת קודש ילבוש this is the parsha. One stam, I think it's a choshev that the Olam will know it, is a yediyah gdoilo me'oid from the Goyen. The Chaya Odom has a sefer Chochmas Odom, and the back of a sefer is Yuchis Avelus. In the last page, he has a Kuntres Masas Moshe. It's on his son died, and he was called Moshe. And he brings down, he says, I have an extra page, please. Dobo Sheshomasi me'agoyen. The Goyen had 7 questions in our parsha. It says, first kasha is, Vayemer Hashem el Aaron, Daber el Aaron, Ochicho v'al Yovui b'chol Eis el HaKodesh. So Rashi says, he can't come b'chol Eis, only b'yom HaKibur, right? So the Kli Yoker says, Al Yovui b'chol Eis, he can't come when he wants. Only b'yom Kippur, this is the way you write it. But the Goyim asked the first kasha, and all of the Moyadim we know in Parshas Pinchas, Bo'oso l'chodesh b'yom HaRishon, here it says, "Daber el Aaron al Yovi b'choleis kibe onon iroel akapoyes b'zayt Yovi Aaron meiz adas b'Israel v'lo kach shnei asiyim v'ikir v'asoyir v'chulei 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 v'hoyso lachem lechuk asoylom b'choleis hashvi v'osor lacholeis ta'anu es nafshu sichem. כי ביום הזה יחפר עליכם לתאר אסכם וחיפר הכהן אשרים שחוי זוי ואוי זו זוי סוס מוכר why doesn't start? אחרי מויס ואים על השם בעשור לחוידש בזוי סיובי ארן על הקוידש אל יובי בכל איס אלא בעשור לחוידש why the whole parasha starts בזוי סיובי ארן this is one kasha that the Goyim has second kasha the Goyim brings down It says Aaron, 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 and then it says in the end of the parsha, "Ki ba'yom hazeh v'chiper ha'koyen asher yimshach ha'yisrael." The whole parsha spoke about Aaron. He has more divdukim and the psukim. It's not the time now. And the goyen is mechadish. It's the loike Rashi. Rashi says only v'yom kippur he could go in. Rashi in our parsha. The Goyim brings the Medrash that every time when Aaron wanted to go in to Beis HaKodesh HaKadoshim, he would do this parsha and he's allowed to go in. I'll tell you one of his shtarke diyukim. It says in the end of the parsha, in the end of the beginning, Vayas kasher tzivo before Revi, Vayas kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. Aaron didn't go in. Hashem told Aaron not to go in, he didn't go in. Pishnei would say, Vayas, I'm a neuro. Vayas, Aaron, don't go in without permission during the year. Vayas, Aaron, Kashem, Tziva, Hashem, Hashem. Aaron, listen. tzad. Now, then listen. If you're not listening, you'll be dead already. Zog the Goen, he brings a medrash. Shomati, I'm reading Losh Chaychov Masodo. My Goen Chosin Mora, Shedikde. By Gmor, if you're Rashi, the Apostle, Bobo Aroin, Kolapar, Shenemro, Al Aseda, Vuhule, Medrash Rabbe. ועל יובי בכל איס יש איס אומר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא לא איס לשון אלא בכל שור שהוא רוצה להיכונס ייכונס רק שייכונס בסדר הזה ויעס כאשר ציבו השם אס מוישה ארון ran קורבונס and ran into the קודש הקדוש ארון didn't wait אז they learned the goyen and the goyen is מחדש they had to see him inside that it says in the psukim that Aaron could come in, Bezois Yovai, Bezois Yovai, Bezois Yovai. And the end, it says, what you do in Yom HaKippurim. And the Goyen learns in the Diyuk HaPsukim that for Aaron to go in, he didn't have to do the whole Parsha. It was Sholish Tvilas. See, when you read the Parsha, you'll see the middle says, V'bo Aaron al HaKoyen, al HaMikdosh. So Rashi, he's the whole time coming al HaMikdosh. The Goyen learns that when Aaron wanted to go in, Aaron had a right to come in. Does he have to do kaseder hazeh? Kaseder hazeh, as he zog the goyen. So the mele, zog the goyen, you can't stay, you can't start the parsha, ve'osor lachoydesh, yom ha-kippurim, bezois yovai aron. It's not true. Bezois yovai aron. Aron could come in every time, when he does kaseder hazeh. It says in the Torah, achas bashono is a chiyuv to go in. Again, it's only in Aaron HaKoyen. It's not in Shar Koyanim. It was only a din in Aaron HaKoyen. Anyway, so the Parsha says over the Parsha, Umeis v'adas bnei Yisroel likach shnei seir reizim lechatos v'ay lechod le'oilo v'yikri v'echod la'ashem v'echod la'azozot. Shimon Rafael Hirsch, when he would give his drosh in Parsha Sachri Mois, he would say that all of us are doing it to the Shtei Seirim. It says only think about Shtei Seirim that look exactly the same, similar. They're standing there and it's Gerolitz. Everyone looks at the other one, they don't know what, but they know two of them are here. Competition. The first one they take off, they chop off his head. And says, I'm lucky. No one is touching me. He was around him, he doesn't know. He waits. They take him out of Beis HaMikdash. He's going for a trip and a cruise. Whole family is going away for Pesach. They're going Ben Azmanim, the Kariv, Gishmak. He sees trees and grass. He finishes up in Dazos. There's a person in life thinks, I never, there was a guy, Gishecht, suffering, living in a small apartment, sitting and learning a Latera Ve'Avayda. My life is good. My life is givaldic. He doesn't know the first chatas is Lashem, and he's the soil Lazos. Person, not what you see. Reb Shimon Rafael Hirsch, speaking to the Oilam in Germany in their days, yeah, when the Askola started, when people started the Askola, it was Keilu, you know, old fashioned and the new fashion. For this, we're good, we look good. We have it good, Nebach. Those people are suffering. Doesn't mean that everyone that suffers is La'ashem and everyone that doesn't suffer is La'azosa. So you got them all. Think, oh, I'm suffering, Siman, I'm going La'ashem. If you're La'ashem, you're La'ashem. And if you're not, and if you're La'ashem, Yesh Olam Shazeichel Shtei Shulchonis. But a person has to know, not what he sees. Oh, by him it's bad, by me it's good. It means that he's suffering and I'm good. So the Shtei Seirim was standing, they're the same. And not only that, you could not find a difference. The halacha of the Shtei Seirim was Shovim Legamri. He mamish is mamish like me. No difference. So sometimes he said, it's not that the Seir feels it. The guy that is La'ashem feels like, oi, I'm Geshech, I'm so jealous of the other guy. He's going for the trip. But it's the end of the trip. It's the end of the trip. Pesach is Mamshich. וכך מלוך הכתוב כתר סם דקו והיבי מבס לפורכס ונוסה נסקטרס על האיש לפני השם וחיסו ענן האורן נסקפורס אשר להידוס וליומס וכל אודם לא יהיה באלמויה בבואי לחפר בקדש הצייסוי וחיפר בעדוי ועד בייסוי בעד כל הדס ישראל אבל זה תו זכר נגמור עושה, ולא כך מלמחתו גח ליש מעל המזבח ומלוי חפנוב כתרס מן דקו והיבי מבייס לפורכס ונוסה נסה כתרס על היש לפני השם וחיסו ענן הכתרס אז אומרים לו, אומרים יומה that was a machlekes the chachomim with the prushim with the tzedukim we learned that the Kohen Gadol takes ktoiras and he takes the machto he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim and he puts the ktoiras on top of the machto and it smokes and when the room gets full with smoke he leaves the tzedukim learn ki be'anan eroya lakapoiras they put the ktoiras on the fire it smoked and like this they went in but no no one could have been there so you must be in Moisri והוא פרש בבויכר והם פרשים בבויכים שעשה בו דם from the son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner why he write maybe Chazal tell us maybe some learned that was only in Bais Sheni that they were tzedukim as a halacha to dan likav zchus why they were choshe the Kohen Gadol that maybe he's a tzedukim and you could see because lemaisa Chazal say work around him gdoilim he says a givaldike yesoid Rabbi Yisrael he says the halacha to dan likav zchus that Reb Chaim Volozhiner son will not say it but Reb Chaim Volozhiner son says it He says, "Ben Odom lachaveiro, you have to be done lekavshus. Aber ashliach tzibur, you're not allowed to done lekavshus." And he explains, "When it's nogea to klal Yisrael, again, I don't want you to get it wrong, but I want you to take it and to have it inside you to one day when you be older people to understand it. As a shul and as a committee." Don't say mistama de gaboyim are doing the right thing. Check them. Not saying chazon to fashmutz. Don't get me wrong. But they're kafschus. I want to share where the charity is going exactly. Why is the choshering gemar? Why is Allah coming down like kafschus? And every yet, what is negiati klal Yisrael? Mashbi mo Yisrael. Vehu peirish veboicha vehem peirishim veboichi. Vayr, I say the wolf of Rav Hutna. והלוך הוא פרש ובייכם והם פורשים ובייכם ורמב"ם פסק את זה לא הלוך חוץ הסטורי he felt so bad everyone started to cry זה הלוך והוא פרש רמב"ם זה יחזים מכיפורים והוא פרש ובייכם והם פורשים ובייכם זה הלוך you can't be חויש at someone if not if you found out the mistake you cry if you start to run after someone and if it's not if it's שמוץ in the ganze world then it gets quiet no one talks anymore no one comes to say sorry yeah? And then you don't have a right You have a right to be choish to the person is when it's wrong, who perish v'beicha v'hem porshim v'beicha. This is the condition. Who perish? But he said, it's a halach. You have to mashbi at a Kohen Gadol to be sure that Taka is not doing it. And not like the people say, no, listen, it's a chosh v'rov, it's a chosh v'this. You know, again, I'm not trying chas v'shalom to be mezalza. But as Hashem, all of you will be other the Rosh Hashivas, other the ones that are in charge of the Rosh Hashivas, yeah? And you have to know, the double shel tzibur mashbi Mr. Kohen Gadol. You don't trust. Now, v'lo'i odom b'kodesh, no one was there. B'shas da'aktoras akteres, no one was there. So the oitzer atfiles brings down a beautiful vote. We say it in Eretz Yisrael every day in Sfarad. Every day also in Chutz Loretz, and Shabbos, the Gantz Kla Yisrael. Atu sheiktiru aviseinu lefonecho is kteres asam. What is Atu sheiktiru aviseinu lefonecho? What is lefonecho? Zog do itzem atfiles. B'shaz de kteres, no one was allowed to be in Beis HaMikdash. Sivan, no one was allowed to be in Bis Hamikdash, was only Lefonecho. No one else was there. Atu shiktiru avaseinu Lefonecho. The Shaila is, the Shaila is, how the Kohen Gadol was there. So how he could be makrim? V'chal adam lo yiyah b'kodesh. If it's halacha v'chal adam lo yiyah b'kodesh, how the Kohen Gadol could be there? It's two shittas. One shita is the Yalkut Shimoni, the Kohen Gadol became like a malach. לא שיאר כשמייני, כהן גודל לב, עוד המויו, אלא עומר הפינחס בשור שירוח הקדש שירו לו, היופונו בויה רויס כלפידים. יחסיר כסיס וכהן ישום ותירו, יבקשו טוב מפיו, כי מלאך השם צבוקויס. He became like a מלאך. The Yerushalmi says that even מלאכים cannot be there. So even Malachim cannot be there, how the Kohen Gadol was there? So the Fili Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi tastes Yeshurim and Yuma brings down the Yerushalmi. So we have two shittas. If Malachim were allowed to be there, or Malachim were not allowed to be there. So if Malachim are allowed to be there, the Kohen Gadol became like a Malach. If Malachim are not allowed to be there, so how the Kohen Gadol was Makriv Victorious? So the Mefarshim learned that it means chutz from the Kohen. Chutz from the Kohen. Yeah, Rabbi Bechaya here, it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out exactly. But the Shaila is if the Malachim were allowed to be there or not. The Yerushalmi learns Malachim are not allowed to be there. The Yerushalmi has different kashas from different chazalim that the Malachim were there. It's Meshaz the Akhtor, the Malachim went down. No one was there. Why it says Pneim ki Pnei Ish, Malachim also can't be there. So it has to be V'chal Odom Lo'iye, Chutz from the person himself. Masha'en ki the Yalkut Shimoni learns V'chal Odom Lo'iye, Chal Odom means even the Kohen HaMakrif cannot be there. So he turned to become a Malach of the Yalkut Shimoni. So while he turned to become a malach, the mele, you could have makriv it. The next week's parsha, the second parsha we have this week is Kedoshim Tiyu. Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What is the pshat? Rashi brings down Kedoshim Tiyu. The Medrash brings down what is Kedoshim Tiyu. Zog the Medrash. Sorry, it's a Rashi here. Prushi min ha'arayis. Sorry. Daber el kol hadas bnei Yisrael. The first Rashi. Melamed shenemro parsha zu behakel. Bipnei shroiv gufe teire tluim bo. Daber el kol hadas bnei Yisrael. Melamed shenemro parsha zu behakel. Shroiv gufe teire tluim bo. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Kedoshim, he called everyone over. Why? Mesheroiv gufetei retluim. The Shaila is, every mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu taught Gans Klal Yisrael. What is the pshat that Kedoshim tiyu behakel mem? Zok de moir v'shemesh, the gevar v'kevot. The Rambam brings down that a person normally is nimshach after the crowd. He says if it's bad people, you have to move away from that place. And if he goes to another place, there's another bad people, he has to leave the country. And if he can't find a place, he has to go to the Midbar. So Loshon HaRambam, Ish Yisrael Yidar Beize Mokum Sheyesh Bo Deyos Loi Toivim Tzorich Livroyach Min HaMokum Ahu Tzorich Lelech Mokum LaMokum Medin LaMidin Ad Sheyobo LaMokum Teire Vim Eino Moise Shom Mokum Asher Yitav Loi Tzorich Lizboidet Bamaoris Bamidboros Kedei Sheyivchach Midas Rois Umanoshim Roim. You have to run away. A person will think, Zog Demoy B'Shemesh, I'm in my corner. Okay, there's bad people. I want to be in my corner. You tell him a big yesod. In your corner, you know what will happen? You will not learn from the bad people. You will not have a spoil from the bad sviva. Aber kdoishim, if you want to become kodosh, if you want to become a bigger madrege, you have to stick to the right crowd. A person has to know Zog Demoy B'Shemesh. A person says, you know, I'm learning every morning Daf Yomi in my house for 2 hours. Gvaldik Yid, Shir and Sky. Friday I learn in my diary, if I could, I write down all the papers. He has to know, if you want to grow, Parsha Zufun Kdoishim Tiyu Behakel Memro. You have to join a Daf Yomi, you have to join a Chabura, you have to join a good Rabbi, you have to have a Shaychas. You can't grow on your own. A person could be in his corner, he thinks he's growing, going, he's not doing no bad. The Taka learns every day, and he has a Shir, and he has a Chabrusa on Sky, all these things he has. It doesn't get lower. When a person wants Kedusha, it goes Bechabura. It's even more from that. The Goyim asks the Magen Midubne to give him Musa. Every person needs someone to give him Musa. So they get to the Americans that have Parshas. And the Tazriya Metzero, the Boel HaKoyen, says, why Boel HaKoyen? Ein Adam Roye Nige Atzmoy. Person never sees his own Negoy. Even if the Kohen himself has to go to someone else. Why? The Onkel Bonus, you could be Makriv. Person can't see his own Chesreinus. How much he thinks that he sees them, he doesn't see them. It's Nige Atzmoy, you have arguments. You know, for sure you think that you're right. What, you think you? He also thinks that he's right. No, but you know he's wrong. He knows you're wrong. You every time have to have a side person to tell you if you're wrong or right. So the Goyen told the Magen Midubne, give me Musa. Magen Midubne told the Goyen, I can't give you Musa. He said, Gozrani Olecho, that you have to give me Musa. So the Magen Midubne was quiet. The Goyen says, Nu. So the Magen said, Rebelio. The Goyen was sitting in his house. He had the candles and the blinds were closed. He had a window to the street, but it was closed. Rebelio. When the window is shut and closed, I want to see if you open it and you could become Rebbe Leo. See the street and I want to see if you could say with your Kedusha. So the girl answered him, Ich bin nicht kein Kunstmacher. I'm not trying to make Kunst. So the Welt explains what the Magi told him. Open, look at bad things and see if you're going. I'm not looking. What do you want from me? What was the argument? He told him this. He told him the Maile of Kedusha is not only when you're on your own, when you're with your Olam, when you're with your crowd, and you know how to keep yourself. You go with the Olam to a place, you know what not to eat there. You know what not to drink there. You know how to be careful. There is really the place that the Kedusha becomes better. Some guys, you know, during this man is mamish affair. But his man, he's home, you know, when the family goes. But chutz from that is mamish kodesh. You know, they upset him. Again, maybe you're not allowed to go to these places. But the chokhmah, sometimes you have to. And the time that it's hard, and you mekadesh yourself, then you're climbing up the madrega. Kedoshim to you, bechabur ne'emu. Kedoshim to you, bechabur ne'emu. Was never bechabur. The kedoshim to you was never bechabur, behakil ne'emu. So the Maggid told the Goyen, you think you're kodesh kedoshim? You were zeicher taker to grow in your closed house. You're missing that madrege of growing from the street. The Goyen says, it's not my job to bring myself to that matter. That's what the Goyen answered. Hashem gives me my nisyonis. I don't open the window and I look. The chassidim was as a minute you go around and you mekadesh. This is what the Goyen said. It's not my job to try to see if I'm strong in the hamoinam. I'm in the mismedrash. We don't leave. We don't go to town. You know, to a birthday of someone, and then we see if we kodesh or not. No, it's not our hanoga. Here the issue is on the hagro. Yeah. You don't go to Shabbos chas v'shalom. Someone invites you to a hotel. You say no. Shiva bochen that goes to eat in a hotel, it could close his gemara. Let me buy it's your parents actually stopping, but it was your parents' friends or your parents' friends of friends, you know, or your roommate second cousin's friend's father, yeah? But then I go, Shumpani Vaif. Kedoshim to you. The person has to know. Hashem Yishmuel says that Kikodesh Oni. What is the Pshat Kikodesh Oni? Kedoshim to you, Kikodesh Oni. Says like this. Chazal say that Hashem, the Nuchadnetzar, Truch, Anani, Mishol, Vazari, Bekiv, Shanaesh, so all the Malochim wanted to go down. So Sarah Borod, the Sarah the Shemayim, that's in Shol, on the hill, on Borod, came Hashem, I will put ice there, I'll make the fire. Gavriel said, everyone knows that water shuts fire. I'm the Malach of fire. I will go inside and I'll make the fire cold. That'll be a bigger ness. Shmuel, Azan this. Look at what you said. Listen, if you live that, your life changes. It says like this. What is the going tide? Everyone knows Hashem is strong. So Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar makes fire. Hashem is stronger. I bring water. I shut your fire. Gavriel said, we have to show Nebuchadnezzar, even on the fire, we have a shlita from inside. The fire is us. A person thinks, to be kadosh, it's sad. I have to give up on my trips, on my needs, on my wanting. Okay, Hashem, I will do it for you, what I can do. Right? This is the low madreg. Hashem says, ki kadosh oni, you have a mistake. I want to explain, we spent it really a couple times. If we go back, time zone, 500 years ago, you know, people died in Kiddush Hashem. If you will ask them, what would be in the Gan Eden? What they will tell you? Think a second before we start. What do you think is in Gan Eden? You know, Tzadikim Yoshim, but Chutzim Tzadikim Yoshim, yeah? What do you hope, you know, like huge houses with planes and boats, yeah? I mean, right? Amoy Naham, that's been Choshev Bachim, yeah? Gan Eden will be Gilaldik. What do you think 500 years ago people thought that was in Gan Eden? They thought it was like a huge house. If you press a button, it gets cold. If you press a button, it gets warm. You don't have to go to the river to wash your clothes. You put it in, it gets clean. Put it in, it gets dry. Yeah? Want a drink? You press. Cold. You know, orange. Oh, that beer. I have all the tastes, all the flavors. Huge room, meal, chicken, and meat. Yeah? Sushi man the chashme, yeah? This was the musagim, and people jumped into the fire and they were waiting to go up to be there. Today, I'll tell you, I'm putting you in a room that you have a button for cold, hot, and a washing machine, and the drinks, we call it jail. Call it jail. We have different musagim. Why I'm saying that?
A lot of people sometimes feel about the Shemayim, Tzadikim Yoishim, that the Hashem, the Hashem, this, the Gantz, the Ganeidit, because you can finish the Seder way it's here. Yeah? What is the answer? Taiva, Gashmias, is a bluff. I say, Alamo, you know, the richest person 400 years ago made a wedding. You know what they served in the wedding? Everyone got a piece of white bread. It was free water. You could have drank. The guys ran to the well the whole time to drink water. Everyone got a piece of chicken. It was a candle on every table. Yeah? It was people with paper making wind. Yeah? If you have such a wedding today, the poor should be poor. It's not a wedding. Now, that guy that day went home, wow, such a gefaldic wedding. He paid millions of zuz, and he was so happy. Our days, it's worth nothing. What is the answer? Taiva and Gashmias, it's a bluff if you were reliving. It's a bluff. Today, you go to people, some people go to a fancy hotel. They go to the Shvach Hotel, they're very upset. The old days, that was the king didn't go to that hotel, at the Shvach Hotel, and he was very happy. The answer is, the Gashmias is a bluff that we're inside. If someone will tell you that Gan Eden is cars, yeah, and hardly everyone has a car. So we think it has to be a plane. It has to be something that goes up to space. Because Gashmias is really something that it's only because we don't have it and we're living now in that time zone, we think it's important. But all of these things are really are nothing. The real Schar Tzadikim Yoishim at Hosein Bereshayim. K'doishim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Oni, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we know in Sforim that everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The whole world is Be'etzem, Ein Oy Milvadeh. I don't know what is Ashkofen, but Ein Oy Milvadeh. So what Ein Oy Milvadeh, everything is Boira Olam. And Boira Olam is Kedusha. Hashem explains, don't think I'm asking you to give up on Gashmias to be Kodesh. You have to understand, this is the Tachlis. This is the Tachlis. I want to say, K'doishim Tiyu, Dr. Rashi, Kaddish, Atzmecho, Bemuto, Lecho. A lot of people say, now is the time. I'm not saying to start and not to look and not to eat and not to drink. I'm going to take one thing that you like, candy, kind of licorice, one thing that you like, and decide this kind of thing I'm not eating for this year. I'm controlling myself. I'm not saying something that you fast, Chas v'Shalom. A little thing. I'm not a prosnesach. This is extra. Everyone has the thing that he knows, it's mamish extra, no reason, it's mamish. Kaddish atzmecho b'mutol lecho. When a person starts to be mekaddish atzmei b'mutol lecho, when he starts to mekaddish atzmecho b'mutol lecho, he could take a, he could take a inchanami in that time, he could become Kodesh, to be Kaddish himself, to make himself closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But it's Geboitan Kaddish Atzmecho B'Musar Lecho. The Olam asked, I want Mamash one line to leave that, to add to the Chumash here, it's Hashem, it's the Masuda, one little Shaila. So I'll say one Shaila on the Parsha that's Negeat in Mechutz La'oretz. V'yem Hashmini Yimol B'Sar Or Losoi. So you have to make a bris milah in the 8 day. So I heard the chakira. What is the pshat? When the kid is 8 days, you make a bris milah, or you make the bris milah the 8 day from the birth? Ask, where's the nafkamina? The kid was born in Australia and he came to Eretz Yisrael. He changed the time zone. So Abi Aloha is 8. He's called 8 days. But where the mother is, from the mokim of the leda, is not 8 days yet. From the leda is not, the kid became 8 days. But from the mokim of the leda, the mother is there. Rashi says, why 8 days? And he will have a bris milah. The shaila is, it's a date. He has to be, he's 8 days.
He's ben Shmoina. Shmoina Yomim from the Leda. It's not Shmoina Yomim from the Leda. The Leda is in that time, and it's not Shmoina Yomim yet. Sometimes not only that, could be even in that time in the Leda, it's even from if the Leda clap in this place is only 7 days. The Shaila is, you're bar mitzvah when you're 13 years old. Yeah? It's your birthday, no shaychus, from the time you were born. What is Bayoim Hashmini? I'll explain. The Chkir is, what is the words Bayoim Hashmini? Bayoim Hashmini, when you 8 days, when you old 8 days, or the 8th date of the Mila. The 8th date of the Mila is not here yet. Oh, but the kid is 8 years old. So the Shaila, what is Bayoim Hashmini Imol Besar Olosu? When you Bayoim Hashmini, you have to make a Besar Olosu. Or not, Moshe, your kid is already in Eretz Yisrael, you're here. Not Bayoim Hashmini yet. The kid has a deen, he's 8 day. But by me, it's not Bayoim Hashmini. Shaila, if you have to have a Bismillah or not.